It's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS. Your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news moving the sector, our approach to investing across it, and our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focused on what we believe are the most important themes and sector trends you, the investor, would want exposure to as cannabis markets continue to grow and evolve. And being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing. Again, I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages. I combine that with my experience as a PM in early stage asset classes and emerging markets. And the Cannabis Weekly for the week of July 18th will, as always, focus on the macro, the market, and of course, our portfolio, CNBS. So let's talk about the market. As we come into this week, and even in the first day or so of the week of July 18th, you can see cannabis stocks continue to move higher along with the broader market. And if you look at five-day moves through yesterday, you can see top of the leaderboard, US MSOs, but also even some of the Canadians. TerrAscend up 17%, Canopy Growth up 12%. Cresco Labs up 9.5, Curaleaf up 9, Tilray up 7.8, Green Thumb 7.2, etc. MariMed, some of the second tiers up 28% and continues what's been a very strong run for companies that are perceived to not have necessarily the need to access capital markets in the short to medium term. But if you look at the charts, volumes aren't great. And we'll just spend a little bit of time talking about where the markets are relative to periods where we have had some good news. And we'll talk really a lot more about the macro today. Through the 50-day in a handful of the bigger MSOs and some of the key stocks in the market, whether that's Cresco Labs, whether that's Curaleaf, if you look at the MSOs back through early June and certainly on one-month basis, you can see that all of the major MSOs are more or less either flat or up on a one-month basis. You can see Cresco Labs up 7.5%, Curaleaf up almost 5%. GTI up 6.7%, and so on and so on. As we get into the second quarter earnings releases, which are out in 2 weeks, we'll start to see that first week we'll get GTI and we'll get Curaleaf and we'll later then get Cresco Labs. We'll get some sense on not so much what happened in the second quarter sequentially, because I think we've already started to get some data. Second quarter finished really in a tough way, and we've already gotten some of that guidance from the companies after opening with decent growth. But we also know that some of the states like New Jersey that are underway have actually been better than expected and stronger than expected. The key to the market right now really does seem to be a combination of seeing where we're going to get companies that begin to talk about better margins, better profit margins, less pressure for cannabis companies from inflation. And we're hearing about inflation every other place, but I think some of the price inputs for cannabis, it's underestimated just what those impacts were. The most important driver for price action in the last week, though, has been a sense that there is more progress on the federal landscape. And so the news was last Thursday and a big rally in the market on the announcement that the Schumer bill would be reintroduced on the Senate floor this week. And again, reminding audience, Chuck Schumer and his CAOA, Cannabis Administration Opportunity Act, an overly comprehensive cannabis reform bill, which was seen then, and we often refer to it as dead on arrival within the Senate, overly comprehensive, overly complicated in terms of what the industry might need in the short to medium term. But that Schumer stated early this year he would reintroduce the bill in April, although that was pushed back, with later a promise saying it would be released before the August recess, with a hope that actually you could get something done before the end of the year. And I think people are starting to do their probabilities on something that could get done. The combination of other bills that have been put forward, and we talked a little bit about this last week, and where the House of Representatives is becoming a little bit more aggressive in their criticism of the Senate for not passing a bill. The House passed the Safe Banking Act for the seventh time last week, and this time as an amendment to the 2023 NDAA bill, which many believe is the best shot on goal to actually get some of the key legislation through that will help banks service the sector but will allow companies to access capital markets. Remember, this ultimately should be very good for social equity and some of the more social elements of cannabis legislation that I think Democrats really want. So we watch, we wait. The rally last week was a bit surprising because there was nothing new here, but I think the sense that there is going to be some time where there could be a working follow through before the November 8th midterm elections to get something through. I think there's a lot of debate around that. And last week I expressed my skepticism, but that's really what cannabis markets are probably going to take. I say all the time, and this gets back to not necessarily investing for federal headlines. Tell me what the news is. I'm not even sure I can tell you what the market will do. And I think cannabis markets were oversold, as were many markets going into last week. The price action we've seen over the last 5 days has been encouraging. The volume around it hasn't been extremely strong, but we stay steadfast in our view that the growth and the size of the cannabis market and the growth around it and the opportunity for the industry to be settling in as one of the great industries in America with growth that will exceed most CPG industries and growing brand presence, growing and I think increasing margin presence for at least some of the bigger operators. That's the reason investors should be focused on this really exciting industry. CNBS last week up 3.2%. The portfolio continues to be weighted heavily across the U.S. multi-state operators near the top of the balance sheet. Exposure also to a couple of the Canadian operators we think either have the best balance sheets or are best positioned globally. And then finally, ancillary plays that include specialized retail, but also include some of the e-commerce and tech ways to play and invest in cannabis, followed by some securities that include debt securities in equity form or investing in companies that are lending in a securitized fashion into the cannabis space, and a fair amount of cash at a time when it has been right to be defensive in the portfolio. So again, this is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of July 18th. I'm Tim Seymour, and we'll speak to you next week.